Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. Time to focus in on the New York Giants and the fullback position. And we're joined by Henry Hynoski. And Henry, talk a little bit about how training camp has gone for you so far this year.
It's been great so far. You know, learning a new offense, there was a little bit of an adjustment period, but, you know, I feel right now we're clicking as an offensive unit. We're starting to come together. You know, good things take time. But, you know, the first few days of training camp, you always come out in, you know, T-shirts and helmets for the first couple of days. And, you know, as a fullback, you really just can't wait to put the pads on and, you know, really start hitting. You wait, you know, 6 to 8 months to do that. And, you know, that's what us fullbacks live for.
All right. You break in as a rookie and you win the Super Bowl. Right. And you had one of your best games in your rookie year in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. 2012, you've established yourself. And then last year, you get hurt in the spring with a knee. You come back from that, then you injure the shoulder. How frustrating was last year for you?
It was extremely frustrating. I mean, it was a very humbling year. But, you know, it, when I look back on it, it just really added fuel to my already burning fire. You know, I just think it shows my resiliency, you know, how much this game means to me, how much I want it. And that's the one thing I really took away from it is I can't stand being away from this game and, you know, how much I really love football.
Is it weird last year? You know, they signed John Connor, who's a veteran guy who has experience, and he's a good fullback, and now you're competing with him. Is that a weird dynamic for you?
No, it's really not, because, you know, I'm a firm believer that competition brings the best out in everybody. And, you know, if me and John both do good, that ultimately helps the team. And, you know, we're there helping each other, you know, giving each other pointers on what we could do better. We're working together. And, you know, the bottom line, we're friends, but most importantly, we're teammates, and that's how we're conducting ourselves through this whole thing.
Talk about how that room has changed, the running backs room. When you broke in, there was Ahmad Bradshaw, right. There was Brandon Jacobs. Mm-hmm. It's all different now. What's the dynamic like in that room now with Rashad Jennings being the veteran guy and Andre Williams coming in?
Me and Rashad, I think we kind of have that leadership role. I've been around the longest, but he has the most experience, you know, him and Peyton Hillis in the NFL. So we just kind of take the young guys under our wings, you know, the Kendall Gaskins, the Andre Williams, you know, the Michael Coxes, you know, and just work with them. So I think we have a really good dynamic in there, and, you know, we're coming to work every day, and, you know, we prepare hard, you know, off the field also.
Schematically, how much different is the running game in this new offense than what you had in the previous offense?
There's a couple similarities, but for the most part, it's different. You know, it's just exciting. It really is. I mean, it has the, you know, when you have an offense, the first thing you want to do is establish a great ground game. And, you know, that's what we're doing right now. And, you know, our offensive scheme is set up to do that. And we're very excited. It's something we take a lot of pride in.
All right, what's the most fun thing or the funniest thing playing with Eli Manning?
You know, two different people, you know, from on the field to off the field. You know, off the field, you know, he's kind of a jokester, you know, happy-go-lucky guy. On the field, he's all business, serious, but very, you know, even keel. And, you know, the story I always tell about Eli, he had the same demeanor on his face the last drive of the Super Bowl as I did the first time in the huddle with him in training camp my rookie year. And, you know, that probably explains why he's been so great and does great under pressure, you know, is because he doesn't get rattled, doesn't get shaken up.
Henry, we appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend and good luck with the rest of camp.
All right, thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
You got it. All right.